State lawmakers were faced with a wide variety of opinions Tuesday on a proposal that would make it easier for video service providers to enter statewide markets. Nearly 75 people showed up to testify on the Video Competition Act before a joint legislative hearing. The act would allow providers to enter into statewide video franchise agreements instead of the current practice of negotiating with local governments. AT&T Wisconsin President Scott Vander Sanden says the bill will help increase competitive pricing for television services.
Let more entrants into the marketplace quickly so consumers can choose whether they want a cable company, a phone company, or another provider to be their source of video entertainment. They deserve to have the choice.
AT&T is one of the main forces currently promoting the bill at the Capitol. Vander Sanden says it's needed to help implement cable alternatives quickly on a statewide level.
Wisconsin is home to over 1,850 cities, villages, and towns. AT&T offers services in 438 of those municipalities. If providers, such as AT&T, were required to negotiate franchise agreements in each community, consumers would wait years to get video.
However, concerns are being raised about the bill. Janet Jenkins, the Division Administrator for Trade and Consumer Protection, testified before a legislative committee Tuesday that the bill could eliminate some vital protections provided to the public.
Consumer protections do need to be provided in order to make sure that the basic consumer protections exist.
Jenkins is also concerned that the state will be left with little control over video providers.
If a video service franchisee fails in providing good service, competent service, or is no longer legally or financially able, that the state ought to be able to revoke that franchise.
Meanwhile, operators of public education and government channels say the legislation could force many stations off the air. Pam Stites directs the public access channel in Sun Prairie. She says eliminating local franchise agreements could seriously threaten the funding those stations rely on.
By eliminating funding, adding transmission costs, and imposing extensive program stipulations, this act threatens our ability to survive.
Stites says the programming requirements could also allow providers to drop public access channels if they don't meet thresholds for locally produced content. Senate and Assembly versions of the proposal are still awaiting action in committee. The Assembly Speaker has said he's willing to take up the bill on the floor of that chamber. However, a spokesman for Senate Majority Leader Judy Robson says there are concerns she wants addressed before they'll take any action on the proposal. Andrew Beckett, Wisconsin Radio Network.